a bunch of stuff. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. But when you guys say it, all of a sudden it's all spun gold.
Oh, man. Such high expectations.
Happy for you. It's so funny, though. Like, remembering, like, each step, like, you know, when you're in high school, like, what you thought college kids, and then you're in college, like, what you thought, think of, like, medical students, and now it's medical students. It's just like, it's never, they're never as impressive. Like, I should not be any giving advice to anyone.
Oh, yeah.
It's all done.
Oh, yeah. As soon as I got that first one, I was like, I'm good. I'm golden.
I didn't come to, that was a big question.
The feeling of knowing you're going somewhere is
fantastic.
I came to the, like, such a long process. I think it's shorter.
I'm debating on it because, I mean, you do a thesis?
This is
I was thinking about doing a thesis, you know, like with
you
football
guys,
and like
ball
and stuff. Yeah, so it's like, you know, I mean,
I didn't
realize. I don't mind taking
I every day feel like I'm still in college. And then having
really
to
cool.
say out loud things I did in college, I was like, crap, that was so. I actually don't remember. I'm
we'll see.
Like, I did not realize. Now I feel really awkward about my age because I thought that I was so much closer than I am.
Yeah, welcome to my life.
Yeah.
Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the pre-health professions panel. My name is Michael Hawkins, and I'm an associate dean of admission. I am just here to help keep everything on time here. You'll not hear from me again until the end of this session. The panelists here, Professor Loynaz and Dean Aronson, are going to start out and introduce themselves and say a few words, and then the student panelists and an alumni panelist will say some things about pre-health professions, and then they'll be saved most of the time for questions, 35 to 45 minutes. So I'll turn it over to Professor Loynaz.
Great. So thanks for coming. Thanks for taking time out of, you know, what's turning out to be just a better and better looking day. Here every day, all year round. I'm Will Loynaz. I'm a professor in the astronomy department and in the biochemistry biophysics program, and I'm the faculty chair of the Health Professions Committee. So the Health Professions Committee is a group consisting of me, Dean Aronson, and a few other faculty members who provide advice, support, assistance, and technical assistance as well in the application process to students who are interested in the health professions. Health professions, broad industry, meaning medicine, dentistry, veterinary, occupational therapy, public health, nursing, all kinds of fields. So today we're going to just do a few brief general intros, Dean Aronson and I, and then we'll, as quickly as possible, turn to the stars of the show, the our students and alumni. So I guess, let's see, most of the technical details of what it's like to apply to medical school or statistics or courses involved in this or that health profession training, we can talk about as we move along. I suppose it's fair to say that while we do support all of the health professions, do support and advise for all of the health professions, we do have a pretty solid representation of folks who are self-identify as pre-meds or are in medical school, because often that's the way the questions skew. But don't feel restrained. We're happy to talk about any of these things. Dick, do you care to say anything?
Sure. Thanks to everybody for coming. And we have a great panel here that really exemplifies the best of the very best of what we offer here at Amherst in terms of pre-health. We focus on health in the broadest sense of that word, health as physical health and emotional health and mental health and spiritual health and environmental health. And we try to create opportunities both academically and also experientially during the school year and during the summers to give students the opportunity to explore and understand better about themselves and whether, to what extent they are, you know, a good fit and really are passionate about going into the health professions. And so it's a growth process, it's a learning discovery. This is not a cutthroat, competitive type of pre-health program here. We encourage collaborative community learning. We try to build a sense of community. And most of all, we try to encourage people to take care of themselves and take care of their own health before you can take care of other people's health. And with that, I think this time we're looking from left to right. From right to left. We have a great panel. We'll start with Jessica.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Amherst. My name is Jessica. I'm a senior. I'm from Arizona originally. Here at Amherst, I'm an anthropology major and pre-med as well. So something that I'll speak to that Dean Aronson mentioned briefly is sort of the flexibility and the different opportunities that you have as a pre-health student at Amherst. So I came in as a freshman thinking originally that I was going to be an English major, and knowing also that I was really interested in becoming a doctor potentially as well. So I was able to explore that my freshman year, and then because of the flexibility in curriculum at Amherst, I took an anthropology course, having never even really heard of it as a, coming in to Amherst, and just fell in love with it. And since then, I've been able to take courses in medical anthropology and global health, in a wide variety of things that has now culminated in a special topics course, which essentially means that I meet for an hour individually with a professor every week and just talk about the subject that I'm really interested in that really matters to me. So that's one way that I've been able to bridge sort of the liberal arts humanities approach with my interest in medicine and health. And also something for people who are interested in potentially being humanities majors. It doesn't limit you in any way as far as what you want to pursue as science as well. I'm in a special topics course as well with Leah and Maggie called Exploratory Malariology, where we go really in-depth into the biochemistry behind malaria as well as the public health and social sides, which is really fun. I've also been able to take other upper-level bio courses, so that's a really special thing about Amherst that you don't find many other places. And also as far as exploring what's meaningful to you is something that the entire pre-health community has really helped foster for me. I have a lot of interest in complementary and alternative medicine, in public health, and health, as Dean Aronson said, in a really broad sense. And if you have interests that you know that you want to explore, Amherst is the place to do that and find support for it. I came in as a sophomore and sort of heard about this club called the Public Health Collaborative, and started exploring public health and the root causes and social determinants behind the health outcomes that we see, and just found a tremendous amount of support and ability to explore that through this student-led group where, you know, we decided we really wanted to learn more about what the local public health scene was like and bringing in speakers and finding opportunities for students to explore that in an experiential way while in the academic semester as well as in the summer. And I'm also this year a peer career advisor at the Career Center, so I help people who are looking for internships or just exploring the idea of what it might mean to be a pre-health student at Amherst, and it's been a really rewarding experience, and as I'm sure all the other panelists will attest to, just the pre-health community here at Amherst is, it really values you as a person and not someone who's just trying to get through to medical school, and that's something that is really special.
Great. So my name is Claire. I'm a senior here at Amherst, majoring in chemistry. I'm from California, and I don't know, just to introduce myself briefly, I'm a resident counselor on campus. I TA at the local middle school and at the Hampshire County Jail. And then I'm also a pre-health peer mentor, which I think segues nicely into talking about support for students on campus, which I think is something that's really important and something that I'd like to highlight. So Amherst, our pre-health community is really a strong one, like Jessica mentioned. everything in Amherst is small, right? Which I think is a great thing. And we just have this incredibly tight-knit group of people who are interested in health in its sort of wide applications. And for me, that has been really fantastic in helping me to better understand whether or not this was the right fit for me, whether it was something that I was interested in, sort of just explore the discipline really widely. Coming into Amherst, I was not, medicine really wasn't on my radar. I had always kind of assumed that I would get my PhD. And, but I was sort of looking for an advisor and had heard great things about Dean Aronson, and so just sort of popped into his office one day and told him everything about myself. I think I talked for like an hour. And then finally he asked what I wanted to, you know, get from him, which is really the way that all of our meetings go. And I said that maybe I was looking, you know, to explore medicine a little bit further and looking potentially for an internship over the summer. And he sent an email out to 3 Amherst alums introducing me. Within 15 minutes, I had received an email back from every single one of them. It's really not an exaggeration. It was ridiculous. All of them had offered for me to come and work with them over the summer. And then it was just a matter of sort of choosing the opportunity that fit best. I ended up working with an emergency room physician at UCLA for the entire summer, and that really helped solidify in my mind this, you know, determination to go to medical school and become a doctor. And I think that's just one example of many that I have of the awesome support that we receive here. And so now as an upperclassman, I'm trying to sort of give back to the community through this program that we have on campus, which is the pre-health peer mentors program. And so I have 2 underclassmen advisees who are in sort of different stages of their pre-health journey, because it really is a journey, a marathon, I think. And that has just been really incredible for me, and I think really exemplifies the program that we have here. So, yeah.
Hi, I'm Rachel, originally from Atlanta. And I graduated from Amherst in 2012 and am currently a third-year medical student at Dartmouth. I'll be matching into general surgery, and I'm in Amherst for the month on my family medicine rotation. So I was happy to stop by and sort of give the alumni viewpoint of sort of how Amherst helped me become almost a doctor. I'm one of those, like, I always knew I wanted to be a doctor, and came into Amherst knowing I wanted to do pre-med, but I also studied Latin in high school and really loved it, and I ended up just being a classics major and taking the pre-med courses sort of on the side, and that was really great. I was on the crew team all 4 years and was very heavily involved with the admissions office here, and now also do admissions for the medical school. And I, as far as like science things go, I went to University of Oregon the summer after my sophomore year at Amherst to do some research that was fully funded, which was great. And and as far as the alumni things go, like I did all of my shadowing on breaks from school with Amherst alums, because you literally can just go on the alumni directory and find someone and they'll email you back so quickly and be like, I would love for you to come. How are things on campus? And obviously I'm super excited to be on campus right now. And I know that when I'm a doctor, I'm going to be super excited to have any Amherst Amherst students who want to shadow, like, tag along, just because the sort of sense of community that builds from being such a small, intimate campus really helps. And as far as, like, going through the admissions process for medical school, it's a great talking point. Like, if you meet anyone who went to Amherst, like, one of your interviewers went, or even if they went to just a NESCAC school, it's just sort of the sense of community that gives you that extra in, is a good talking point.
Hi, I'm Xiao Ling. I'm currently a senior biochemistry and biophysics major. I actually applied this past cycle, so I will be matriculating this August. And in terms of Amherst, I think the main thing is how it allows you to really pursue your own passions. I know that a lot of people applying get caught up in the idea of needing the perfect GPA, the perfect MCAT score, and those are important to a certain extent, but after going through this process, I really realized that They're really looking for people who are passionate and true to themselves and are really pursuing something they want to do. And Amherst is really a great place to do that, where you have the time and opportunity to pursue like special topics courses or do extracurriculars that maybe you didn't even know you enjoyed. I mean, I ran the badminton club just for fun for a year. I've been a part of it for 4 years. I ran the Asian Cultures theme house on campus, and I've been a TA for the past 3 years. So there's a lot of things that you can do to really explore who you are. I've also done research for basically all 4 years of my time here. And the opportunities available to you are tremendous, especially considering that the only people here are undergrads, so you have a lot of opportunities in terms of communicating with professors and getting research opportunities. And I'm also part of the peer mentor program, and so that's really just speaking to how tight-knit and connected the whole community is. And it was really exemplified while I was applying this past cycle. It was really easy to talk to Dean Aronson and everyone in the pre-health department, and as well as people who are currently applying. It's really helpful to have a support system when you're going through this whole process, and Amherst really does a great job with that.
Hi, everyone. My name is Nii Adewade from Newark, New Jersey. I'm a sophomore here at Amherst College. I am on the football team, Black Student Union, and the Public Health Collaborative. I really want to touch upon the idea of opportunity, because when I first came to Amherst, I really didn't know if I'd fit in or how well I'd fit in. But when I got here, almost immediately people were like willing to hang out with me. My professors were like, oh, if you need help on this topic, just please meet me after class, 40 minutes, whatever you want. And just being able to speak with professors and people on campus so easily just was a very, very awesome feeling that I had when I came here. And how like my math professor is like, oh, you know what, when you're a senior, I'll write your recommendation to medical school. Like, wow, that's awesome. And then like going to Dean Aronson, just asking him questions, and how he really, if you take the time to speak with the people you need to, he really helps you, he really sets you up for success. Because I met with him last year and just really didn't know what I was really doing, and you know, the pre-med track, but he was like, you know, I think you should do this internship. It was called SMDEP, short for Summer Medical and Dental Education Program. And I said, all right. So I applied for it, and then I got into the program at Yale School of Medicine. And I did that program. That program was amazing. At the program, in fact, I met Amherst alumni who were doctors there, Amherst alumni who were medical students there, and they were so willing to, like, meet with me and walk me around the school and just tell me what I really wanted to do to, you know, succeed. And because of that program, I've been able to apply for another program this summer where I'll be working at Harvard School of Medicine doing kidney medicine for about 10 weeks, which would be another just amazing opportunity there. So I guess what I want to really end with is the fact, this is this really amazing quote one of my closest friends told me, was that, you know, at Amherst, you'd be given the opportunity of a lifetime, but it would mean absolutely nothing unless you take advantage of it during the lifetime of the opportunity. So as long as you put in the effort and you go that extra distance, you can really do whatever you want. If you want to do something, you can do it. You will succeed, and Amherst will really just not let you fail. So I really think this is the best place for you to come.
I'm Leah Thompson. I'm a senior from Portland, Oregon, pre-med history major. Three extracurriculars that I do are I sing in the women's chorus, I volunteer in the emergency room down the road at Cooley Dickinson Hospital, and I run the Big Brothers Big Sisters program on campus. And I think the two things that I wanted to talk about, and some of this has already been touched on, were the but I will just like kind of expand on parts of it, are the individualized learning environment. I think that's one really important thing. Here, students are really encouraged to guide their education. And people have kind of mentioned the special topics. Just for those of you who don't know, what a special topics is where students work one-on-one or two-on-one with the professor throughout the semester on an independent project, and they get course credit. And the driving force behind those courses is the student. And so it's the student saying, this is what I'm interested in. I want to work with this professor to answer this question, learn about this topic, explore this area. And I think that's really indicative of a guiding principle of the sciences at Amherst, which is science is really presented as kind of a process of discovery rather than a set of facts. And I think Amherst really seeks to try to teach students how to thoughtfully examine the world around them. And that's obviously a key skill if you want to be a doctor, but I also just think it's a key skill to be a good member of a community. It's really a useful tool to have in your toolbox no matter what you're interested in. But I think it's also particularly important in the context of pre-med courses because there are a lot of requirements and it's a lot of work. And I think the way that Amherst frames it is letting you pursue your passions and letting you be the driver of that. And that, for me, kept joy in those classes. And I think that's a really important part of the process is don't go to medical school, obviously, unless you want to. But I think Amherst really works hard to help students to pursue that dream without getting burnt out because they really let the students sit in the driver's seat and they seek to give students the flexibility to think about what they're curious about rather than be so caught up in like, well, what was my grade on that test? Or, oh my God, I got a 79, I can never go to medical school. Like, it's not like that at all. It's very collaborative and it's very focused on, yeah, learning is an exploration. And for me, that was a really important part of being able to make it through the pre-med requirements while also staying sane, staying happy. And I think it also promotes kind of this internal exploration, which is a really important part of college, of if the classes are framed as an exploration, you learn more about yourself, what you're interested in. That's ultimately a really key part of college. It's a really key part of being a doctor. So I think for me, that was a gift that Amherst gave to me that I'm not sure I would have found somewhere else. And the other thing I'd like to touch on this, a lot of people have already talked about this already, of how collaborative and tight-knit the pre-health community was, is I would like to just emphasize that that extends to the relationships between professors and professors and students. So it's a very small school, and pretty much every professor has office hours every week, and they're very flexible about meeting outside of office hours. So most of the pre-med students here have close relationships with their professors. So I've had professors come to my choir concert. I've had professors be willing to meet with me on the weekend, even though they're not usually on campus. I think one of the strongest examples of just how committed professors are to helping students succeed and how close they are is that two of my professors from my freshman year, one in general chemistry and one in physics, spent the time my senior year to help me prepare for the MCAT. So they just took time out of their day. I wasn't even one of their students anymore to talk about Bernoulli's principle and other kind of basic things that I just needed to review. And that just speaks to the kind of way that professors here care about students in a way that goes beyond the obligation of the job. And I think the fact that it is such a small school, you have people advocating for you because they care about you as a person, not just as a student. And they know who you are as a person. They know that you're in choir. They know that you're on the equestrian team. They know things about you other than that your test score was 2 points above the median. And so I think that those are the two things that for me have made it a really meaningful journey are just the fact that I was in the driver's seat and that the people in my car for the journey, so to speak, I knew they really cared about me. So, yeah.
Well, I'll try not to echo too much of what's already been said. My name is Maggie Bogardis. I'm a senior majoring in biology and French and pre-med, of course. I am applying to med school for fall 2016. I'm taking the MCAT in 6 days, so down to the wire here. On campus, I'm a teaching assistant for the chemistry department, a peer tutor for the French department, and a peer advocate for sexual respect. All three of those have played a really big role in shaping my experience here at Amherst. In terms of where I'm coming from personally, academically, my dad's a physician, so that's always been something that's sort of peripherally on my radar. So when I got here freshman year, I started right out with the pre-med requirements, more so to just keep that door open than anything else, because I wasn't sure it was something I wanted to do, but I knew pretty certainly that it wasn't something I didn't want to do. So I wanted to keep that door open. Sophomore year, I became more interested in public health, looking at, you know, social and cultural factors that go into health and well-being. So I had a couple of great summer experiences that helped me explore that. Amherst was really supportive. Dean Anderson was very supportive in helping me kind of cultivate those interests. I spent a summer working at the United Nations in Switzerland, a summer working at the American Cancer Society as a health educator. That American Cancer Society actually found that experience through Amherst. And both of those experiences were facilitated by the fact that Amherst gives funding for public service internships, which was huge for me because I thought that opened a lot of doors, since those internships are usually unpaid and that can put constraints on what you feel like you can do during the summer. But that was huge for me, and after the American Cancer Society experience, I kind of came full circle back around to medicine with the help of Professor Loynes, with the help of Dean Aronson, and the whole pre-health community. I was able to kind of take what I liked about public health and integrate it into the way that I want to practice medicine. So that's why I'm getting ready for the MCAT now. That's kind of where I'm at. One other thing that I did want to mention that has been said, but the alumni network has been huge for me. Throughout 4 years, I've reached out of the blue to alumni, just saying, hey, can you talk to me a little bit about how you got involved in public health? What are the best ways to approach finding experiences in public health? Or I actually found my job next year just by emailing an alumna and asking what her experience was like at the organization she was working at. I've emailed alumni again out of the blue asking for feedback on my personal statement for a totally objective perspective, and I've always had incredibly positive interactions. Anything else I want to say will just be repeating. So I'll end it there. Oh, yes, yeah. So I also spent a semester abroad in Paris. The fall of my junior year, which needless to say was fantastic. I absolutely loved it. And I think that's something that a lot of people worry about coming in, thinking about being pre-health. They say, well, I'm not going to be able to study abroad. It's going to take away from all these other aspects of my experience. But that was not my experience at all. I think the only thing I would say is that if you're thinking about pre-med, start the requirements early. There's no harm in it. And by starting it early, I gave myself a lot more freedom later on to say, I want to double major. I want to take a semester abroad. During my semester abroad, I took no science courses, which was really, really nice for me. It was nice to be able to just take a step back from everything, really enjoy this cultural experience that was unlike anything I'd ever had. And it also was a nice experience to kind of have the objectivity of giving me the distance to really look at what I was doing and say, is this something that I really want to pursue wholeheartedly and re-engage with when I get back to campus? And it was, so it gave me good perspective in that sense. But it's study abroad is totally doable. You just have to do a little bit of planning in the first couple of years. And I would definitely recommend it. It's wonderful.
Okay, great. So now's the chance for you to ask questions or make any comments. And if you could just introduce yourself and tell us where you're from.
Hi, I'm Eric Kim. I'm from Northern New Jersey. My question is, this is actually pretty much for anybody. So there seems to be some disparity between Amherst's philosophy of the open curriculum versus the requirements for pre-med, not only academically with required courses and MCATs, but also like what's expected of you in terms of extracurriculars, internships, research, things like that. So the question being, did you find that it was so restrictive that like the whole time, even though you were able to study other fields, did you feel that you needed to like focus 100% on pre-med and keep your head down and make sure that was like your only goal? Or would you say it's also possible to have pre-med in mind and also like apply to med school like with sufficient like aptitude, but at the same time have in mind like other things in case med school doesn't work out or if you for some reason later on stop wanting to be a doctor?
I feel like we're all going to say the same thing. Yeah. So.
It's a good question because it highlights how everybody has their own, I think somebody mentioned the word journey. Everybody has their own journey and their own path. And there's no, you know, single path to where you're going to end up in, whether that be medical school or nursing or public health or teaching, wherever you end up, what you want to do with your life. You know, every path is different. The timing is different for each person. You know, there's no single way to get to one's dreams and one's hopes and aspirations for life. So we try to tailor this to each person and their gifts and their strengths and, you know, the qualities that make them special and unique and their strengths. And so it's a good question because it really emphasizes the approach here, which is very much to try to not, you know, narrow people into just one path toward where they want to be. So I don't know.
Second what he said.
I'll just add, I think Amherst College's open curriculum really does excel at allowing us to have a vast array of different subjects to look at. For example, I'm taking my physics and calculus classes now, but I'm also taking my art history class as well. So you just have to realize, like, you're able to, like, forge your own path through these 4 years. You can take anything you want. You can take the pre-med classes as well, but you can also look at other classes as well. Like people who learn that, oh, I love anthropology, and I would have never known this if I was restricted to only taking these type of classes. And people who take Black studies or sociology, Amherst doesn't want to restrict you. They know that there's a plethora of things for you to engage with, and why stop you from doing that? So if you're taking one of those extra classes and figure out, oh, wow, I love this more than taking my science class, and then that's fine. It's what you want to do and figuring out what you excel at. And that's, they want you to build on that drive, because that's ultimately how you succeed in life, by doing the things you love and loving the things you do. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd also just jump on and say that Amherst is really fantastic at advising. And I've just been very impressed really from day one. So you're given an advisor in the summer before your freshman year, and that advisor is with you until you declare your major, but usually with you during your entire time at Amherst. And most people, like it was my experience, and I think probably a lot of the other panelists' experience, advisors are really good at telling you to do things that you're maybe not comfortable with. Or like my advisor, I came in loving science, knowing that I was good at it, and being, you know, a little bit scared of college, and I just wanted to do the things that I knew I was good at, right? And she did not let me do that, and I'm so appreciative that she didn't, right? Because of her encouragement, I was able to, you know, jump into an English class, jump into an art history class, things that I've really never done. Well, English, I've done that. But anyways, so, yeah, and I think that really Amherst's open curriculum allows for that and understands that, you know, we're not going to know what we don't know, right? And so I think that the requirements for med school aren't restrictive of that in any sense. If you think about, so at Amherst, you take 4 classes a semester, you have 2 semesters, just some quick, you know, mental arithmetic. You have 32 classes in your time at Amherst. Maybe 10 of those will be major requirements. Chances are that those major requirements will overlap to some degree with the pre-med requirements, right? And so that still leaves you with 10 plus classes, probably more than that, 15 or so, that are just totally up to you, which is very cool. And Amherst is good about encouraging students to seize that opportunity. So.
In terms of,
could you consider yourself, please?
Oh, sorry. My name is Akshay. I'm also from Northern New Jersey. In terms of time commitment and just overall like stress, I guess, which is worse, the high school application process or college?
I would say med school, just because you have to. It's really expensive, and you like travel to all these interviews, and you know. And it's just, med school, but we're all still alive in here.
I would reemphasize what Claire said about the advising, how fantastic it is, and something I've said before, and I'll say again that it's, you know, there's so many components that go into your medical school application. There's your personal statement, there's your recommendations, there's your committee letter, there's your MCAT, all these things that you need to work on individually and draw together. But the pre-health office is really fantastic about keeping you on target for that. You know, they will set deadlines. You have to submit a personal statement to us by X date. You need your recommendations in by X date. So they help you pull that all together and keep you on track to hit submit really as soon as the applications open in June, so that you're not stuck in the position where the application opens and you're like, oh shoot, I have to write a personal statement and get some recommendations. So you're really kept on target for that, which is nice, because it's hard to plan that far in advance on that.
I'm a parent from Orange County, New York. My question, I guess, is for the faculty. The advising and freshman-student matching, could you just shed some light on that? Who the advisor is going to be? How do you select? Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, I probably can't shed much light on that. that's handled by the Dean of Students Office. And it's... The matches are made on some combination of looking at the interests of the students and looking at the likely courses that they're going to take in their first semester. So there's some effort to pair students with advisors who will be who might be teaching one of their first year courses, so that they've got some connection there beyond just the signing course cards. But I haven't done that matching myself. I've done that parents, so I can't give you a much deeper insight than that. The advising process has changed a little bit in the recent years, but I think that in the current incarnation, students will meet with will be assigned to an advisor early on for the first part of the semester, and then later on they'll transition to another advisor that they'll have for a little bit longer until they declare a major. That Dean Aronson and I, for the health professions advising, the students aren't formally assigned to anybody just on the basis of health professions advising. Rather, we're advisors for everyone, and we will have meetings early in the semester to encourage students who might be interested in health professions to come speak with us at our offices early and often, and to be in touch with us. But whether they're just thinking about it, whether they're fully committed, whether they decided that this was something they were going to do and then decided not to, we try to keep in touch with students. Well, often we're in touch with them before they come to Amherst. We're certainly in touch with a lot of people in the early days and throughout their time at Amherst, and we try to stay in touch with alumni after they leave Amherst, because a great many people apply to medical school after they've graduated from college. So I don't know if that answers any question you had exactly, but there's my shot.
So could you share some of the numbers with us?
Could you introduce yourself, please?
I'm sorry, yes. My name is Alex. My family is here. We're from Albany, New York, and we're interested in pre-med, obviously. So I'd like to know what part of all undergraduate students here have interest in pre-med, and then after they prepare for med school and apply, what is a typical success rate? How do they end up, or what schools they go to? And you said after a few years they might pursue this. So I just am interested to know, in general terms, what the trends are, what are the numbers you see.
What the stream looks like. Do you want to talk about it, or do you want me to?
I'll turn it over to you after I just say one thing, which is we have a listserv, which means basically we have a way of communicating on a very regular basis, like weekly, with all of the students in the college who have indicated that they're interested in some aspect of the health professions, not just medicine, but some aspect. And there are over 400 people on that list at any one time. I think right now it's maybe even 450, which is a really substantial percentage of the school, which is really great. And it's a great way for us to communicate. I mean, just this past week, we had three events on campus that were really, really exciting. We had a person come who is an epidemiologist, and she spoke about eating disorders. We had an alumnus come who has spent his whole life in global health. He's a physician with an MPH, and he met with students individually who are interested in global health. We had a third event. Also, we had the University of Massachusetts Medical School admissions people come here on Wednesday, because that's our home medical school, home state medical school. And they spoke with people about the admissions process. So just in one week, and we have a great way of communicating. So we have this group of people, and then the problem with giving exact numbers or percentages is that people apply at different stages. So we have, every year we have a group of applicants for medical school that come from maybe four or five different years, starting from the junior year all the way to 2 or 3 years after graduation. So, and then we also have a group of
apply who didn't take any pre-med courses during Amherst, decided they wanted to go into medical school afterwards, and then took what are called post-bac courses after college. We have these different groups, and that's why the numbers, the data is hard to say. And I'll turn over to Professor Winehouse, but generally, our students do very, very well. And if people think carefully and understand and are committed and understand why they want to go and have thought it through and have, an authenticity about going to medical school and are able to articulate it very well and have really enjoyed and engaged in their education and engaged in activities, not for resume building, not to show the, not to get grades, but to just enjoy their learning, enjoy their experiences, and then they do very, very well from here. I don't know if you want to go into anything.
Yeah, I'll say a little bit. I mean, as Dean Harrison says, the numbers are a little. There are a lot of numbers that we could talk about. Probably about a quarter to a third of the entering class identifies as being interested in health professions, which usually means medical school. But these days, it's actually it starts to become a little bit more diverse. Now, for a lot of kids coming in from high school, they don't have a very sharp picture of what the possibilities are within the health professions. And so part of what we try to do is as students come through our doors, is people want to save the world. Well, why do you? How do you want to save the world? Why do you want to save the world? What do you want to do? Sometimes medicine, sometimes seeing patients as a practicing physician makes sense. Sometimes a medical researcher, that could be PhD or MD. Sometimes public health. Sometimes nursing. Sometimes there are. The world of possibilities opens up in a lot of ways for students once they left high school and start to look more seriously at what the possibilities are. But numbers that are a little bit sharper are hard to come by because we don't have a pre-med major here, and so I can't tell you the numbers. We can't say exactly how many students are majoring in medical in pre-med and follow that major through for the full 4 years. A great many are in touch with us on a regular basis, but some come to their interest in medicine later on. And indeed, as Dean Aronson says, there are many routes to medical school, some involving students who they graduate from college and they realize, oh, gee, I want to become a doctor. There are ways for them to get in through post-bac programs. A question you might wonder is, as a parent, is, what are my kids' shots at getting into medical school coming from a place like this, whatever a place like this means to you? You might think, they're probably great because this is a prestigious school, or you might worry, it's a small school, is it recognized by medical schools? The answer is the outcomes are pretty good. To a pretty good approximation, anybody from Amherst that wants to go to medical school and applies themselves seriously to the process will go into medical school. We haven't run the numbers for the past couple years, but the first-time application percentages are probably 40%. And for folks that don't get into medical school, usually there's some clear reasons. Often the timing isn't right. The selection of schools wasn't right. There are sometimes clear things that they can do to improve their application, and if students do that and they reapply, then usually they get in. So, to a pretty good approximation, anybody who wants to get in will get in. The question of which schools they'll go to, essentially every place in the country we've sent students to. Applying to medical school is somewhat different from applying to undergraduate schools. A lot more students will go to their state schools. Those schools have financial incentives that make it much more, make it a good deal to go. And for essentially every medical school in the country, students are going to get an excellent education. There are there are really very few poor medical schools. There's more to the story to tell. We can chat about it afterwards if you'd like. But the outcomes for the students coming from here are great, and we try to make sure. We really try to make sure that our bigger concerns, not will they get into medical school, but do they really want to go to medical school? That is to say, are they choosing the right path for them? Not because they can probably get in, but if they get there and this is not what they want to do, it's a terrible, you know, it's a terrible cost. And have they thought about, you know, what the, you know, why they, are they, are they going to the right, into the right field, and are they doing it at the right time? Are they ready to go? So those are usually bigger questions for us.
Hi, I'm Chloe from the San Francisco Bay Area, so I'm a little sick. I was wondering, since all of you are pre-med, that I was wondering if you could talk about the pre-dental experience and how it differs from the pre-med one and what resources, you know, are available.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, our program covers all the health professions, including pre-dental, pre-med. We have increasing emphasis here on PA school. We've had a number of presentations in the past year about PA school. We also, public health, as mentioned before, physical therapy, occupational therapy, mental health, all kinds of mental health. In terms of pre-dental, the academic preparation for pre-dental is pretty comparable to pre-medical, with maybe some minor variations, so it's not that different. But we work with you on basically, particularly on getting experiences that are particular to the preparation for a career in dentistry, and try to connect you either with alumni or people that we know who are not alumni who could offer you some clinical experience while you are, you know, a student here, either during the summers or during break or even during the school year. But yes, we work with all the different sessions, including dentistry.
Thank you.
Other questions?
Yeah. I'm Mark from Chicago. I was wondering if there are any classes that focus on alternative medicine or that incorporate ideologies of, let's say, traditional Chinese medicine into like Western philosophy.
Yeah, maybe Jessica can answer that.
Sure. Actually, as far as I know, there aren't specific. I haven't encountered a specific course towards, like traditional Chinese medicine. But I have a close friend who is considering going to TCM's school and was able to get funding from Amherst for the summer, actually, to do an independent study research project to explore her interests in traditional Chinese medicine more and more. And as we've sort of spoken about, the idea of special topics is really opens up those doors. And I know my current advisor, Chris Dole, in the anthropology department, has had students that have done thesis topics on TCM, on other alternative practices. And so those doors are definitely wide open if you want to explore that. And Dean Aronson, I will say, also does a great job of connecting you with fellow students who are interested in other things, because it is sort of that level of closeness and recognition for what you really want to pursue. So I have like a network of other students who I know are interested in those things, and we talk about it. And it's a great way to explore it as well.
Thank you. Others?
Akshay, North Jersey. Have any of you guys taken classes at the medical school?
Which medical school?
UMass.
Oh, it's in Worcester.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The medical school's in Worcester.
Okay. And I don't think you could do that.
We have five colleges here.
Right.
You can take courses at the five colleges that are not available. Okay.
Oh, I actually have another question. Have any of you done something like Doctors Without Borders, or like you go to another country, work in a hospital in another country?
We have a really very generous summer Amherst summer college summer internship program here, which we encourage people to enroll in, and some of interests do involve being abroad and working in global health.
I worked in Geneva. It wasn't at a clinic running because of the United Nations. I have two friends, one who worked at a clinic in South Peru, somewhere in South America, doing cleft palate surgeries. Another friend who, well, through GlobeMed, one of our global health organizations, you can also go to Peru. And
as an undergrad?
Yes.
We have a really great internship that results in Lima.
So she was down there working, two of them were down there working in a clinic. So there, and again, like I mentioned, you can get funding for any public services, which is huge. So you know, you generate the idea on your own, you generate the opportunity, and then you come to Amherst and say, this is what I want to do. May I, please?
It's important that you prepare for that during the year, and you learn about the culture, and you learn the language, and you just don't go there cold, and then you understand universal precautions, and you're safe and all that stuff. So.
And there are ethical issues, too. You don't want to go down and perform procedures that you ought not to be performing just because you maybe can get away with it unsupervised.
Yeah, we'll only do this if we really are sure that students are safe and supervised well, and if they go there with a knowledge of the culture and respect for the community and all that kind of stuff, which is so important. It's just not a matter of just showing up.
Right. Just because I'm curious, how did she learn how to perform that?
I don't know. I would have to talk to her. I don't know. Something tells me she wasn't doing the actual surgeries, but she was involved with that, sitting in on them, helping out with them. So. she was the one, actually.
Anybody else?
My name is Lisa. I'm from San Jose, California. I have a question regarding students who graduated from Amherst and decided to go to medical school. How much of help do you provide for the alumni staff who graduated and then who ended up deciding to go to medical school?
A lot. I mean, we provide a lot of people that we advise are alumni, young alumni. We do a lot of that.
So do you actually give advice as if do you give advice as if they are still the currently they're in Amherst school, or do they?
There are different levels of it. I mean, we have a health professions committee that Professor Wynes is the chair of, and has me and four faculty members. And to get a letter from our health professions committee for medical school, you have to really do the majority of your pre-med courses at Amherst College. That's called a committee letter. This is kind of getting into more detail, but for those who haven't taken most of their courses at Amherst but still decide, they want to go to medical school, I do provide advice to them, although they often have advisors that are either through post-bac courses or other ways, but we're available definitely to them. And for those who, we have a lot of the students that apply in any given year are alumni, because we strongly encourage people to go at their own pace, and many of our students take 1, 2, or even 3 years between college and medical school or dental school or vet school or whatever. And so we're working with students from different stages, including alumni, for sure.
Thank you.
One more question. Before we have the last question, though, I want to thank this great, great panel here, including our senior, older person. Rachel is our elder this time. Rachel. And congratulations to Xiaoling for her success with medical school in particular, and to all of you. So thank you so much. We'll have one more question. One more. Who's going to do the last question?
Oh, I thought it was right here.
I see that many seniors right here study for pre-med. So you guys still waiting for it to apply to med school, or you guys gonna take a gap year?
We're both applying in June, and then taking a year. So because the whole application process takes we'll apply in June to matriculate almost 18 months or 15 months later. But it's a very involved process.
I applied, so I was in this process last year. I applied last summer and will be attending medical school in August.
Will you do all that? I mean, the Amherst really work with you?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, the whole process is very well mentored, and the community of students and the faculty and dean advising is wonderful, and they really do help you every step along the way, and you're never really doing anything alone. So.
Well, thanks to the panel again, and I just want to make some quick announcements. Dinner is going to take place. Well, let me start with this. The panelists, the student panelists here, have all the panelists have bios in the program, and the student panelists also have their emails. So if there were questions, things they said that you want to hear more about, I think it's okay for you to email them. So that's the first thing. And as for the rest of this evening and tomorrow, dinner. Students can have dinner at Valentine. We encourage the parents here to sample one of our great restaurants in town. And then tomorrow morning, at the alumni house. Let me make sure I get this right. There's tomorrow morning. There is a breakfast. For a continental breakfast for parents at Alumni House at 8:30 to 11, and there's a career services panel for parents at 9 o'clock. So we'll look forward to seeing you there. So thanks again to the panel. All right, have a good afternoon.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you so much.
Hey, Dick.
Hey, Dick. Here's your phone. If you'll shut it off, I mean this, and then we'll make sure that we'll have to get that, send that to.
Okay, I just pushed.